Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I've got a story for you today about a boy who was a young child. He wanted a bicycle more than anything else in all the world. And Christmas was coming up. And he thought, well, I'll tell my parents that I want a bicycle for Christmas. And he wrote a letter to Santa. Guess what he put in it? I want a bicycle for Christmas. And he told all of his friends and his teachers. So that everybody knew he wanted a bicycle. So there was no excuse, by the way, Mom and Dad. Well, his hopes were centered on this bicycle for Christmas. His father, however, was a bit of a practical joker. Maybe you have a father who's a bit of a practical joker. And his father got this big box. I see some people out there smiling. His father got this big box, big enough for a bicycle. And he wrapped the box, put it under the tree, but he didn't put a bicycle in it. And the boy sees that big box, and his eyes get big on Christmas Eve. And his family, they open their presents on Christmas Day, so he couldn't wait. So he comes down, he opens that big box, it was beautifully wrapped, and inside it, there's nothing. Nothing. And he looks to his parents, I got nothing for Christmas. Whereupon his dad wheels out the bicycle. And they all lived happily ever after. It wasn't my family. Nothingness. I guess the story tells you a little bit about how we experience nothingness. And in our long passage from Hebrews 11 today, the faith chapter of the Bible that Mary Sue read earlier, we hear about faith. Faith in things that we can't see yet. But we have the assurance, we have our trust. That's what faith is. It's trust in a promise that's sure and certain. It's the opposite of nothingness. God finds us in nothingness. The writer to the Hebrews tells us that when the world was not even created yet, there was nothing. And God spoke into the nothingness and He created. He created the world. He created the universe with the power of His voice. Something from nothing. He created us out of nothing. Maybe you feel like nothing sometimes in your life. Nothing is going right for me. I didn't get a bicycle for Christmas. Nothing's going right in my relationships. Nothing is going right with my job at work. Nothing is going right with my friends. Nothing is going right with my health. And there are people, maybe you're one of them, who feel like they are nothing, that they have no purpose. And this world, by the way, lies to us. It's one of the devil's lies, that you have no value. It directly contradicts what Jesus says today. He compares you to the birds of the field, the flowers, the grass. You have way more value. God created you because He loves you. He created you for a purpose, to be loved and to love. What a great purpose to have in life. That's why He created you. to love you and for you to love him and to love each other. It's not real complicated. But this world tells you that there is nothing, that we have this fancy, they call it nihilism, this belief that there's no value in anything. That's wrong. And then there's this philosophy called existential nihilism, that our existence is totally meaningless and purposeless. And so it doesn't matter what you do, and it doesn't matter what you believe in, because there's nothing to believe in. There's no such thing as truth. That is wrong. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life. And he is. And in him you have life. And in him you have truth. You have something to hold on to. So when you're going through life, when you're going through life like Abel or Enoch or Noah or Abraham, and you don't know where you're going, God says, go to the land I will show you. Abraham goes. And he doesn't know where to go. But he has a promise to hold on to. It is a firm promise. When life is shaky, you need something to hang on to that is firm. Like this railing. A promise from God is firm and unshakable. He is faithful to his promises. So that you can go through life hanging on to truth. Truth that means something. Truth that gives you value in your life because you know that God values you and loves you. He loves you so much that he gives you something firm to believe in. He gives you his only son. Who went to a real cross and shed real blood, his blood, for you. You tell me you don't have value? Well, God thinks you have value. And he spent a lot for you. And he gives you life. The way, the truth, and the life. He gives you life in his resurrection and in your resurrection. That's how much God loves you. And you can count on that this day and every day. And what do you do with that? In this reading from Hebrews, it's not just an intellectual faith like, Abel believed this, and okay. Abraham believed that, and okay. It's just happened and just went through his head, and it was accounted to him as righteousness? No. Their faith changed their lives from nothing into something. Something that was commended by God. Something that was commended to you here today. You are hearing about some people who lived thousands of years ago because they lived by faith. And that faith was credited to them as righteousness because they believed in the one true God. And in his promises, which are firm and sure, and something to build on in your lives. So by faith, they lived. By faith, they trusted. By faith, Noah constructed an ark. By faith, Abraham went to a foreign land. By faith, he and Sarah had a baby, which led to Jesus. So that in him, all peoples would be blessed. And that includes you and me. Brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be deceived by a world that tells you that it doesn't matter what you believe in. It does. Don't be deceived by a world that says you don't have any value and no, neither does anybody else, so you can do whatever you want to them. It's a lie. Don't be deceived by a world that tells you that God doesn't exist. He does. He does exist because He made you and He redeemed you and He loves you. And He gives you faith. Faith to trust in His promise. Faith to trust in the forgiveness that He gives you. He gives you in Jesus Christ our Lord. Faith that gives you all kinds of opportunities to show His love to one another. By grace, God does this for you through Jesus Christ our Lord. In His name, amen.